Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Chaf Hey. We are up to Siv Gimel. The last line on page Kuf Mem Aleph, we're about to turn on to page 282. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Haroa Pri Chadosh, one who sees a new fruit that is Mischadesh Mishana L'shana, that comes new each year, Mevarech Shechyanu. He makes a bracha Shechyanu. When he sees a new fruit, he makes a Shechyanu. Vafilu ro'ehu biyad chavero, even if he sees the fruit in the hands of his friend, o al ha'ilon, or if he sees the new fruit on a tree, he makes the bracha shechyanu. But then says the mechaber, v'nogu shelo levarech hachas achila. The minog is that we don't make a shechyanu on a new fruit until the time of eating. The Rama says, umisha berach bishas rielu hifsid. Even though the Mechaber just said the minhag is to make the Shechyanu at the time of Achila, but one who made it at the time of Ri'iya, he doesn't lose. Ve'ein levarich ad shenigmar tashlum gidol hapri. One should not make the Shechyanu until the fruit is fully grown. Ve'im lo berach b'ri'iya rishona yachol levarich b'ri'iya shniya. If he doesn't make the bracha the first time he sees a new fruit, he can make the bracha the second time he sees a new fruit. So let's see the Mishabura now beginning in Sivkot and Tas. Mevarach Shechyanu. Ve'ena elu rishus. This shechianu on a new fruit is only a rishus. De'ilo mevarech lo me'anish. If one did not make the bracha, he does not get punished. Mikomakom roi lizoyer shelo levatlo. However, it is proper to be careful not to mevatel this bracha, because some say that it doesn't really mean it's a rishus. When you're eating it, it's only a rishus when you're seeing it. When you're eating it, it's a chiyuv. So it's really a discussion in the poskim. And therefore, the Yerabe says that it is proper to be careful to make a shechianu on a new fruit. Sivkotan yud biyad chavero. We said the ikra halacha is upon seeing it, even if it's in the hands of your friend, the ikara nitkan al simchas halev, shemisameach al tzmichas pri chadosh. The ikar brach of shechiyana was established for the joy in one's heart that one is excited to see the growth of a new fruit. Person gets excited upon seeing that, and therefore he makes the bracha. That's why the bracha doesn't have to be made on your fruit. It can be made on a fruit that's in the hand of your friend. Again, the minhag, as we know, is not to make the bracha ad shas achila. Very important mishabur over here, sivkot in yud aleph. Why is that the minhag? The mi she'ein libo sameach b'riyaso rak b'achilaso. Because a person who does not get excited upon seeing a new fruit, only upon eating a new fruit, lukuli alma mevarech rak a'achilaso. So then everyone agrees, you don't make the bracha on the riya, you make the bracha on the achila. Ulakach nogu tamid bazem mishum lo plug. Zakhtan Mishabura, since a person who does not have a simcha in the ri'iyah of the new fruit, only in the achil of the new fruit, according to everyone who makes a bracha shechyanu only on the achila, therefore we say lo plug, and we always make the bracha on the achila. Now there are other reasons brought down. If you look at note number 30, there's two other reasons why we make the bracha on the achila, not the ri'iyah. Number one, the Levush writes, shekavu levarech bizman ha'achila shuzman kavu lakach. It's more of a kavuadik time to make the bracha b'shas achila. You're making a bracha on the achila anyway, so you make a bracha shechianu then. Ma she'en kein bizman haria, which is not the case when you just see it, she'lefamim ein das ha'odam al-kach. Sometimes you're not focused. You walk by, you see a new fruit, it's not a good time to be making a bracha, and therefore the Levush says they were misaking that the bracha is made b'shas achila. Or they were nohik to make the bracha b'shas achila. The note continues and brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, a separate reason, Mishum She'ein Anu Bikiyan Masai Nigmar Gidol HaPri, like we just saw in the Ramah, you don't make the Shechyanu upon seeing the fruit until it is fully grown. We are not experts at knowing when it's considered fully grown. V'yesh Deo She'dai Levarach Ba'agiyah L'Pul HaLovan, as we'll see in the Mishabura shortly, there are some shitas that say you can make the bracha when it's very small, like a bean. V'yesh Deo She'nbirach She'agiyah L'Pul HaLovan Chozim Levarach She'nigmar HaPri. Some say if you make the bracha, then you're 100% Nayotze, and you make it again when it gets bigger. So it's very hard to know exactly when to make the bracha. Ma She'en Kein B'Shas Achilo She'boruh She'nigmar Bishulo Shel HaPri. It's poshuk, you're not eating it till it's ripe, and therefore it's more clear when to make the bracha, and that is the third reason, says the Aruch HaShulchan, why make the bracha b'shas achila. It's just more clear when that time is. Masha'enkein b'ri'iyah, that gets involved in a machlokas of you make it when it first ripens, you make it when it fully ripens, that's not so pashut. Now if you look at note number 28 as well, an important point, the Mishabura said that one who is not happy upon seeing the new fruit, he's only happy upon eating the new fruit, so everyone holds and makes the bracha upon the shas achila. Note 28 discusses, let's say he's not excited about eating it either. He's just not excited about this new fruit. V'im eino sameach ba'achilasa, one who is not happy even eating the fruit, mevur b'shazen shuoshe relevi ravazna right, shekevan she'en ha'broch el rishus, since like we mentioned before, the broch on the new fruit is really only rishus, eino mevarach, you wouldn't make a broch if you're not happy about it. Ma she'en kein l'deo she'chova, ma she'en kein, according to the shitas that we mentioned before, that hold it is a chiyuv, she'tzarech levarach af im eino sameach b'libo u'kimo b'mu'adim. So Rav Ozna writes that if you're not happy about the achila, you will not make a bracha. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky both say, Shemi she'ochel pri chadosh mevarech shechyanu, one who eats a new fruit makes a shechyanu, af she'enu margir simcha b'libo. Even though he's not feeling excited in his heart, he's eating a new fruit, he makes a shechyanu. Why? Shekevan shekach kavu chazal. Since that's what chazal are misakim, minastam yeshlo simcha av she'enu choshosa. So it has to be that it's a simcha dik thing, even if you don't feel it, you are really having simcha. And then he says, Oud bir Rabbi Yashiv, shekevan shabrocha eina al hapri. Since the bracha is not really on the fruit itself, el al ha'ona hachadosha, it's on the new zman, el shapri misamil es ha'ona hachadosha l'kam avarchan al hapri. It's just a sign of newness in the zman, that's when we make a bracha on the fruit, but it's not really a bracha on the fruit, it's on the zman. Therefore, says Rav Yashiv, you're making a bracha on this man. The fruit is just a siman of this man, and therefore, if you're not excited about eating the fruit, you still will make a shechyanu. So that is a machlokas. Back to the Mishnah Berura, we are in the first wide line, in the middle of Sivkot and Yud Aleph. The I am the Prima Gadim Shekosav. Look in the Prima Gadim who writes, Dilachatchilo nochon levarech shechyanu kodem. The proper way to do it is to make the shechianu first, v'achar kach yivarech bracha haru'uyula. And then if it's a fruit that grows from a tree, it's ha'etz, you make the shechianu, and then you make the ha'etz. We'll see why in a second. V'hu adinim toim ma'at. And the same thing would be, if you made a ha'etz, you ate a little bit, v'achar kach mevarech shechianu, and then you make a shechianu, esher degam zetov, it could be that's also okay. U'bidiyevet in berech shechianu achar ha'brocha sheberech al ha'achila kodem shesu litom. If you made the ha'etz, the shechianu, and then you ate it, gam kein ein zehefsek, that also would not be a hefsek, b'dievet ayin shom. So here we have the Prima Gadim telling us the different options, and the best option the Prima Gadim says is that you make the Shechianu before the Ha'etz. You could also make the Ha'etz eat and then make the Shechianu. And even if you made the Ha'etz, the Shechianu, and then you ate, it wouldn't be a Hefsek. But let's see why he prefers the first way by looking at note number 32. V'afshe bircha sapri hi yoser tadira mi bircha shechianu v'todya v'sheinu todya todya kodem. You have a ha'etz to make, you have a shechianu. We always go with the more todya first, so shouldn't the ha'etz be before the shechianu? Why does the Prima Gadim say make the shechianu before the ha'etz? So explains Aruch HaShulchan, She'ein omrin todir v'she'ein o todir todir kodem elo bedvarim she'chiyuvim babib asachas. That's only when both chiyuvim come at the same time, you do the more todir one first. Ma she'ein kein b'inyanenu, which is not the case with the new fruit. She'chiyuv bircha she'chiyonu kodem lebircha sapri. The bracha she'chiyonu really comes upon you before the bracha of the ha'etz. She'arei me'ikar adin mevarachim she'chiyon ala re'il. Like the Mechaber told us, the real time to make the bracha of Shechianu on a new fruit is on the time that you see it. And that's before the time of eating it, and therefore they don't come at the same time, and therefore we don't apply Tadir. Va'od, and furthermore he says, Sheyesh lachosh lehesek ben bircha sapri la'achiloso. There's also a concern that maybe it's a hefsek between making a bar pri eitz and eating it by putting a shechianu in the middle. So that's two reasons why the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the Prima Gadim says the best way is to put the shechianu before the ha'etz. But, omnam, the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu Hevi Shachazon Ish Beira Kodem Bori Priyaitz V'yachakach Bira Shachyanu. The Chazon Ish first made the Ha'etz and then he made the Shachyanu. V'chein Kosav Eishel Avram V'kosav HaKafachayim Shekein Hu HaMinug. Kafachayim writes, that is our Minug. V'chein Kosav Aruch HaShulchan Shekachu Minug HaOlam. That is the Minug HaOlam. And that's the Ma'is what we do. We make the Ha'etz and then we make the Shachyanu. But it's some interesting svaras why the Prima Gadim prefers the Shachyanu first. But the Ma'is, the Minug is to make the Ha'etz, make the Shachyanu, and then to eat it. Continues the Mishnah Berura Vayter Sivkoton Yud Beis. We said in the Ramah that you should not make the bracha shechianu ad she nigmar tashlum gidol aperi. Ratzalomar means to say, the after l'inyan bracha la pri, even though when it comes to making a bore priyaitz on a fruit, kaimulam b'simen reish beis of beis, we learned earlier, the mevarachin al haboser begefanim, when it comes to grapes, you make the bracha even when it's an unripe grape, you make a bore priyaitz, mishegiyo l'shir pol halavan, once it reaches the size of a white bean, so even though it's very small, you're already making a bracha v'aitz, ubishar kol ha'ilanos, and other trees, you make a bracha on the fruit, mishayotziu pri, shuroi lecho ideat chak. Once the fruit comes out, even if it's only edible in a pressing situation, already that early you make the bracha. Hacha le'inyan she'achiyanu ein levarach ad she'yia nigmar tashlum gidulo she'yatol l'machal. So either the boy creates, we make it a much earlier stage in the development of the fruit, the she'achiyanu you only make once it's fully ripened and it is tov l'machal. Va'afilu b'di'evin in Beirach mikodem shenigmar. If you made the shechianu too early, birchaso hi levatala. It's a brach levatala. That is the first shita. Va'ayim b'magen Avram shevi d'asa radvasu. The magen Avram brings on the radvasu who holds tikishegia lepol halavan. That once the grape reaches the size of the pol halavan, umistama who adin b'shar kol ilanos mishiotziu purion, and so too by other trees. Once the fruit comes out. Since you're already making them, like we just said, you're making the bread prayer then, you could also make the shechianu then. So we have here machlokas, do you make the shechianu later only when it's fully ripened, like the Rama says, or do we go like the Radvaz, that says whenever you can make the ha'etz, even much earlier, you can also make the shechianu. Ule'inyan di'avad yesh lismoch olav shalalachsu levarech. In terms of bidyevid, if you made the bracha too early before it was fully ripened, lemaisa, you would not go back to make another shechianu later because you were yotze. According to the Radvaz, you would rely on that bidyevid, you would not make a new bracha. The Rama ended off and told us, if you didn't make a bracha on the first ri'iyah of the new fruit, you can make a bracha on the second ri'iyah. Says the Mishabura, Dehare anan naginan de'ein levarachin ad shas achila. Like the Mechaber told us, our minhag is that we don't really make the shechianu until you eat it. The Rama said that if you made it earlier, it's okay. So b'meila, if you made it by the first ri'iyah, great. If you didn't make it by the first ri'iyah, you can make it by the second ri'iyah. Because again, as long as it's before the achila, it's still in the proper time. Av shero kama pama mikodem. Our minhag is not to make the bracha till the shas achila, even if you've seen it many times before that. V'im lo beirach b'shas achila rishona. But if you didn't make the shechianu the first time you ate that new fruit, shuv lo yivarech al achila shnia. You will not make a shechianu the next time you eat that fruit. And you certainly would not make a shechianu on a new fruit after you finish eating that fruit, even though it was not yet digested. Once you finished it, then it's too late to make the shechianu. So if you're making on the ri'iyah, it doesn't need to be the first ri'iyah. It could be any ri'iyah before the achila, but once the achila happens, you can't make it by the next achila, and you can't make it right now after the first achila either. Says the Mechaber Vaidus of Beis. In Beirach Shechianu al Shirzash. So now we're going to discuss some things that we don't know what they are exactly, but we'll come out with some very interesting halacha l'maisa discussions as well. You made a Shechianu on Shirzash. Kishayochal Gindash Choser Mavarach Shechianu. So when you eat this other fruit, you also make a Shechianu. The Rama says, Vehem Kishne Mine Gud Gudanios. This is two types of cherries. Kagon Vankishil. The Kirshin, the Chokayotze Baza. Okay, whatever these fruit are, the point is, as we'll see, there's similar types of fruit. They're in the umbrella category of cherries. So if you didn't make the if you made a Shechianu on the first one, when you eat the second one, which is a different type, you'll also go and make another Shechianu. Says the Mishabura Sevkatan Yudal Kishiyochal Gindash, what's a Lomar? It means to say, Afal pi shekulam nichnasim tachas sug min echad. Even though they're really all under one umbrella category of fruit, mikomokom still kishnei minim heim leinyan birchas man. They're still considered like two minim when it comes to shechianu. Kishtei smachosheim. They both bring about a different simcha, and therefore you make a shechianu on each one. V'ayim b'magen Avram u'b'shari achronim shekasu. Look in the Magen Avram and the other achronim who write, da'afilu im ein chalukin b'shmon. Even if their names are not different, they have the same names. Im chalukin b'taimon, if they taste different. Kegon, for example, te'enim levonim. You have figs that are white. U'te'enim shechorim, figs that are black. They're both called figs. Shnei minim heim lazeh. They are considered two minim. They're different tastes. V'tzaruch levarech al kol echad bircha shechianu, and you have to make on each one a separate shechianu. Kishein boin lefana bebas achas, when they are not brought in front of you together as one. And we'll come back to that in a moment. V'chein shnei mine agasim, so too two types of pears, o tapuchim or apples, o egozim or nuts. Gam kein tzaruch levarech al kol echad shechianu, you make a bracha of shechianu on each type of each fruit. Ubibir agra mefakfik b'chol ze v'docha rayoseim, the gra takes issue with all this and pushes off their rayas. Umashma shedaito, and it's mashma, the opinion of the gra is the kevan shebeesem hu min echad, since they're really one type. Dai ba mesheberach bepan rishona. It's enough the first shechino that you made. V'chein b'sefer murek tzvi hevi b'shem of the chacham tzvi. And so too, Rav Yaakov Emden brings b'shem his father the chacham tzvi. Gam kein kein zemamish, like the gra, that you make one shechino on that umbrella category of fruit. Amnam, however, lubasof mitzadei tshom, at the end the murek tzvi leans to say that after be'emes l'shari in yodim nekroim in echad, even though there'll be other things, they're all considered one min. They're all cherries. Mikomakom leinyan bircha shechianu. When it comes to shechianu, the nitkan ala simcha shebelev, that was established because of the joy in your heart. Mistabra the neschadesh lo al kol davar simcha b'vnei asmo. It makes sense to say that each type within that umbrella category brings you a separate simcha. V'nicha psaka shulchan aruch ayin sham, and then he ends up happy with the psaka of the shulchan aruch that with each fruit you will make a separate bracha of shechianu. I'd like to read one Sha'arat Zion and then two interesting notes. The Sha'arat Zion in Ost HaZayin. So the Mishabura was explaining the Mechaber that on these two types of cherries you're going to make a separate Shechianu. The Mishabura wrote, Tzaruch levarech kol echad bircha Shechianu, kishein boin lefana bebasachas. If they're not brought in front of you together, says the Sha'arat Zion, the kishaboyin bebasachas, because they come in front of you together as one, afilu shnei minim chalukim lagamri, even if it's two totally different fruit, but they both came in front of you together at the same time, bevadai dai bebracha echas. For sure it's enough to make one shechianu. So when the same fruit, two types of the same fruit are brought in front of you, or even two different types of fruit are brought in front of you together at the same time, you would make one bracha of Shechianu to cover both. Now, if you turn the page and look at note 46, he points out, V'ha'im yochol l'chavim bebircha Shechianu shemavarech al mitzvah. Sorry, I read 45. Go to 46 first. V'hu adin in yesh l'fana pri-vi-yerek. Not only if you have two different types of fruit together in front of you, make one Shechianu. Hu adin if you have a fruit and a vegetable. O pri umalbush. Or you have a fruit and a new garment. O pri u'mitzvah, or you have a fruit and you have a new mitzvah that you're doing. The Kafachaim writes, Shekulam niftarim bebracha achas, kevan shehoyu lefana b'shas habracha. Zot the Kafachaim, if I have a new suit and a new fruit, I make one shechianu. A new fruit, a new vegetable, if it's all in front of you at the same time. So the Kafachaim extends what the Mishabura says. The Mishabura says, not only two different categories of the same umbrella fruit, but even two separate fruit, you make one bracha shechianu. Kafachaim takes it further, not only two fruit, a fruit and a vegetable, a fruit and a garment, a fruit and a mitzvah, you could always knock them off with one shechianu. But if you look at note 45, the note before this, V'ha'im yochol l'chavim b'bircha shechianu shemivarech al mitzvah, lo tzeis bo gam al pri chadosh. In terms of making a shechianu that you're making on a mitzvah, and for that to cover a new fruit as well, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, Shim hu mechuyu bevadai levarech shechianu ala mitzvah. If you are for sure chayv shechianu ala mitzvah, ein levarechem yacha, don't put them together as one bracha. Kevan shehem shnei dvarim chalukim. They're really two separate things. One is a mitzvah, and one is a fruit. And therefore, you shouldn't mix them with one shechianu. If you know your chayv shechianu on each one, you make a separate shechianu, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, on each one. V'rak legabe yom tov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah shu safek. Only when it comes to the second night of Rosh Hashanah, that's the only night of Yontif that we say the Shechianu is a suffix, therefore you should have a new garment, you should have a new fruit. That's because you have a suffix on the Shechianu of the Yontif, so you want to make sure that the Shechianu has what to be chalon, so you put a new fruit on the table, and the Shechianu covers the fruit for sure. Only then you join them together. Yochel avarech alayom, halayom tov, uluchavin litoris apri. Zagosh shomazalmin, we don't mix Shechianus. The Mishnah Berurah is saying you're lagabe two types of fruit, but if you have a fruit and you have a mitzvah, you're making kiddush on a regular yontif, on sukkahs, you're making a shachyan on sukkahs, you don't cover your suit with that shachyan, you make a separate shachyan on your suit, make a separate shachyan on a new fruit. Only the second night of Rosh Hashanah, where it's a suffix, if it's a yom ha'richlin, it doesn't need a shachyanu, it's a regular second yom, it needs a shachyanu, to get out of that suffix, that one night, we put a new food on the table, but says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's not what we want to do in general. If you have two separate inyanim, you make two separate shachyanus, only if it's to avoid a suffix, then you join it together. We will stop here and continue weiter with Sefei Emirtz Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.